Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Vedanta Sri Prasad Gaura Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Stavopati Jaya.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
This is a youth program. Youth. So I would like to ask you just one question. Eh? One. You'd like me to ask you? Because we are Hare Krishna devotees. As youth, on your own, I just want to know from you. At what age do you think it is good to become a full practitioner of Krishna consciousness? Get my question? Eh? At what age do you feel, you think, you know, normally, just free, you think that at this age you can start to practice full Krishna consciousness, keep following the person with 26 hours? At what age? You understand me? You can take a bit, a few minutes. Let me know. Maybe when you finish school, or when you start working, or when you get married, or when you get to 60. Yes. In a Vedic culture, you have to live 25 years as Brahmachari. 25 years as householder. 25 years as Vanaprastha. When you are 75, then you take sannyas. That's Vedic culture. So as Hare Krishna devotees, you want to start chances and ceremony when you are 75. Or 50. At what age do you feel that at this age you can start to practice Krishna consciousness fully? At 16. So when we are 60, then we are free from all responsibilities. Finish school, finish working, finish marriage. So now you are free. Okay? 60.
I will still be
good at 60. Yes, you get? You understand what he said? When you are 60, you are still youth. Are you still youth? At 60? Oh, man. Right? Okay, yes, but 60. Okay, when we finish the material desires. Okay. So we should be free. We should be free to decide anytime I like, right? Okay? Yes? Who else wants this? She'll tell you something because it has to do with you. I am 60 now, so it's not me now, it is you. I want to help you to see where you are so you can decide what to do. This is what we are trying to do. So at what age do you think we should begin full Krishna consciousness? As a Krishna devotee. But we say 16. The Mataji said, we should decide. Anytime. Yes? Please say something. Oh, you don't know? You don't know?
More early is better.
It's better to be earlier. Okay? As early as?
As when we are old, we have
busy. Okay, when we are old, it will be too much trouble, so we may not be able to practice. So better we start early. Yes, sir. So start right from the womb. Okay, very good. Very good. Yes. What age do you think? Yes, what age? Oh, you already told me 60. Yes, Prabhu. What age?
Here's the best. The child is born in that consciousness. So basically, he will start his consciousness from his beginning. I think earlier is the best.
Earlier is the best. Okay. How many of us agree that we should start early? Oh, very good. Thank you. So we all agree that we should start early. Actually, that is what Prahlad Maharaj said. Prahlad Maharaj, he started from the womb. While he was in the womb, Narendra Modi started to recite the whole Bhagavatam to him in the womb. When Prahlad came out, he's already a devotee. So Prahlad's case is different. Most of us, we are born in a devotee family. How many of us from a devotee family? Parents are devotees. So see, almost all of us. But Prahlad's parents were not devotees. See his situation? His parents are not devotees. But our parents are devotees, which means that we have a better chance than Prahlad. But Prahlad is a first-class devotee because he had the fortune of meeting a great sage, Padmuni, who had trained him right from the womb. Actually, Indra was going to kill him in the womb. Indra wanted to kill Prahlad, the womb. Then Nandamuni came. Indra, what do you want to do? Want to commit murder? Indra said, we only have one Hiranyakashipu and there's so much trouble. If you have two, what will happen? See, better I should finish this one now that he's still in the womb. So Nandamuni said, no. A child in the womb is a devotee, not a demon. Understand? Yes, the child is a devotee. It's not a demon. Therefore, don't worry, don't be afraid. I'm going to keep him with me. So Nandamuni took Hiranyakashipu's wife and kept her. Years. She was cooking and serving Nandamuni, sannyasi. Nandamuni is a sannyasi. But someone's wife was cooking and feeding him for years. Even when the husband is not at home, it's more dangerous. The body culture. If the wife is not at home, the sannyasi should not visit. Just visit, shouldn't go. But for Nandamuni's situation, he takes someone's wife. The husband is the forest, far away, so no, he will come back. And they die and go from there. But he kept the wife until Hiranyakashipu came back. And then the wife was delivered. So Prahlad Maharaj, he told all his associates who are from demonic family, Krishna consciousness should start from the beginning, right now, as a child, not at 60. 60 is very late. You are already old. The senses are worn out. And all the impressions of our sinful activities already loaded in the subconscious mind. And they will haunt us every moment. Is it not? For those of us who are chanting, what do you experience when you want to chant? All the things we have been doing before will come to the mind when you want to chant. When you want to worship, they will not come. But when you want to chant, you come at full swing. The mind goes without concentration because of the result of the things we have been doing since time immemorial. So at 60 is very difficult. Very, very difficult. We should decide when we should do also in order because we will not be able to decide. If you don't decide now, it will be difficult to decide at any time. Because problem will never finish. Problem will never finish. Now it's time for school. When I finish school, then I will start chanting. When you finish school, you are going to work. Or the work is too tiring, so when I finish work, then I will chant. How many years is that? When you finish school and start working, how many years is that? How many? Huh? 25. Okay. So 25. Oh, the work is so tiring. When I finish work, then I will chant. Then you start working. When are we going to finish work? At 60. Right. 65. And then you are going to look for what time you will renounce. Dhritarashtra, did he renounce? Dhritarashtra. And he was at what age when Vijaya was chastising him? He's old. 100 years, his teeth are not working again, they're all falling off. His memory has gone off. He's coughing. Mucus. The heart is very weak. So can you chant at that time? Can you chant at that time? It is impossible. So if you trace it, you will see that there's no time they're going to finish. So it's better we start now. Prahlad Maharaj said, we should start now. Now. Now is better. I'll tell you something. Some years ago, we were in India. In India, we were traveling on a safari preaching tour. And we went to a very special place, Panay Laksala. Anyone have been there? Panay Laksala. Safari. See how powerful safari is? Very powerful. Preaching program. So at this place, we had proper disciples and sannyasis. We celebrated Mahabhishnu Swami. We celebrated Bhaktisiddhanta Swami. And we celebrated Japataka Swami. And myself. And four other proper disciples from America. So one night we were sleeping. So I got up at 2 o'clock. And I met one devotee. He's not sleeping yet. So I was very happy. And I said, oh. When I woke up, I was thinking I'm going to disturb other people who are sleeping. So I was gently doing my things. So when I saw this Prabhu, I was very happy. I said, oh, he's also an early riser. So I was happy. So I went out, took a bath, and I came back dressed up. So I took my bead and went outside. So I was chanting. I was looking for this Prabhu. I didn't see him. So maybe he's somewhere else chanting. At the time we finished the program, and then we're taking prasadam together. Then he said, this Prabhu said, I don't know why this one is a slave like babies. I was trying to sleep, I couldn't sleep. But this one is a slave like babies. I said, oh. I thought he was an early riser to chant. I didn't know he had not slept till 2 o'clock, he had not slept yet. Do you know why? Know the reason? Before he became a devotee, he went to the club and come back 4 o'clock in the morning. He went to the club, so many other things. It is 4 in the morning to come back to start sleeping. So when you have been living your life like this till 60 years, and you become a devotee, will it be easy? To be like this, you'll be struggling, it will be a heavy austerity. You should sleep at 4 o'clock in the morning, but now the temple is going to ask you to go and sleep at 9 o'clock. Will you sleep? That will be great punishment. So we should not wait till 60, 75. Very, very risky. You'll be struggling with the senses, the impression of all the sinful activities we have performed before, they will come to the mind. Therefore, it is better to start now from some young age. So that when you become big, you are already accustomed to the practice. So Prahlad Maharaj said we should start now. As children, we should start now. so that we grow with it. The Prabhupada gave example. It's in this magazine, I was reading yesterday. Prabhupada gave example of this. Prabhupada said, if you want to lead a bull, understand? This lecture Prabhupada gave in this magazine. This is a new one, I was just reading yesterday. So Prabhupada said, if you want to lift a bull, understand, a bull, when do you start? When to start? If you want to lift a bull, big, if you want to lift a bull, when will you start lifting the bull? When it's a calf. You understand? When it's a calf, you should start lifting. As a calf, it's easy, it's small, so you can lift that on your shoulder. Really can lift that. As the bull is growing, you are also growing because you are growing with the strength. When you become a bull, you still maintain the weight to carry the bull. Proper experience, you see? Proper very experience. So if you want to become a devotee tomorrow, what to do? Start today. You start today. Don't wait to start tomorrow because you won't have the strength. There are so many other things that will affect us. So we should start today practicing Krishna consciousness. So we will grow with it. We'll grow with that habit. And it will not be a problem again. Because you have practiced from the beginning and you gradually rise with the energy. You have practiced with the energy, so you are strong. You can face anything that comes our way as a devotee. If you don't practice now, it will be very, very difficult. Very difficult. So now, you should start. Now. So start now. And I'm looking at your chest. It's written there. Kirtanaya Sada Hari. This is the t-shirt they're wearing. How many of us are chanting Sisina? What is it? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. No, you're not looking. You're a baba now, so. So, how many of you chant Sisina every day? Just 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's too small. It is too small. It should represent what you carry. Kirtanaya Sadahari. Means what? What does it mean? What's the meaning? Kirtanaya Sadahari. What's the meaning? See, so now it is on your chest. Kirtanaya Sadahari. So I'm asking, what is the meaning? Always chanting the holy name. Always chanting the holy name. So, are we chanting always? Are we always chanting? We should live up to what we want to be, right? If you want to have 100% in your exam, what will you do? If you want to have 100% in the exam, what will you do? You are a student, you want to get 100% in the exam, what will you do? Work hard? Yes? What will you do? Make sacrifice, right? Sacrifice, not going other places, sit at home. And study deeply, right? With someone who is very experienced in that, right? That's how we succeed. Spend time with someone who is more advanced, who is superior in chanting with us. you can chant with them. That will help us to get the strength to chant. So we can always chant. Always. Always chant. And enjoy the chanting. Right? If you want to enjoy chanting, you should practice chanting with experienced person. Then our chanting will become very, very, very sweet. So sweet that you wouldn't like to do anything else but the chant. Because you are getting the result of chanting, which is sweet. Very sweet. Right? So I will request that all of us should start now chanting 16 rounds. To practice. What is the problem? We are now chanting 16 rounds. What is the problem? What do you see as a problem? What do we see as a problem that you are not chanting 16 rounds? You get my question? From yes, personal experience. What do you see as a problem that I'm not able to chant 16 rounds? What do you think is a problem? One? Speak. Be free. Speak. Speak. What is it? We do things with reason, or we don't do things with reason. It must be the reason why we don't do this, the reason why we do this. So, what is the difficulties? What is the difficulty? The problem why we don't chant 16 rounds? What are the problems?
Laziness.
Very good. Lack of time. Very good. Laziness. Time. Good. What else?
When you
want to chant?
It's opposite the ideas.
What that?
Desires.
Okay. So the desire comes when you want to chant. So that desire will make you keep the beat and try to fulfill this one. Yes? Desires. Unnecessary desires, busyness, irritations, lack of time, yes, lack of time. Internet, very good, yes, internet, time, laziness, other desires, yes. Watching? Okay. Yes. What else?
Lack of faith.
More faith? Lack of faith?
Faith.
Lack of faith, yes. Assignment. From school. Exam assignment. Okay. Very good. Okay, no tests. No tests.
How does someone like to say associating other things with peace or time?
Bad association. Right? Bad association. Very good. So we have bad association, we have internet problems, we have lack of time, assignment from the school, laziness. What else? What else is the problem? No enthusiasm. We have no enthusiasm. Right? Bad association? Bad association? Or bad association? Yes. Bad association. It is true. All these things we mentioned are very, very bad. Very dangerous. So if you want to look at bad association. Okay, let's look at bad association. With what? With what? Bad association with? Association that is causing us to lose our taste for chanting. How do we resolve this? Does it make sense? How do we resolve avoiding bad association? Say from friends who are not interested in Krishna. How do we resolve that? Stay away from them. Very good. Yes. Very good. Anything which is not benefiting us, what to do with it? What to do? Give it up. Anything which is not helping us, give it up. Is it not? Something is not helping. You are eating food, you are not getting benefit. What to do? That means it's a poison for you. So you give it up. So we have an association that is not helping our Krishna consciousness. Would you give it up? It's like a bad disease. Give it up. Create new friends. Is it not? And we have so many devotees. Even on internet, you can get devotees, friends. Right? So there is no scarcity of having devotee friends. We have so many devotees who can associate with personally and otherwise. One devotee from London, the same question she asked me. She came to India with her mother. So when they were going to go back, so she asked me, so what should I do to maintain my Krishna consciousness, especially with my friends? This is the answer I gave to her. Please cut them off completely and create new friends for devotees. She accepted and is helping her. Cut off. Any association which is not helping us in our Christian consciousness, it is bad association. We should cut it off. If we want to be a devotee, right? If we want to be a devotee, we cut it. Then we'll be free from bad association. We'll have friends who will help us. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Hare Krishna Mataji, how many rounds you have chanted today? Oh, I'm on the 5th round. Oh, very good. Very good. Very good. My round remains 2 and I'm just on 8. I want to finish it. Oh, very good. This is association. It will help us. We should have such friends. Anybody who is not helping our Krishna consciousness is not our friend. You understand? Anybody. Either is a parent or friends that did not help our Christian consciousness, they are not our friends. We should do what? Cut them off and create new friends who are Christian conscious friends. So many, all of you here. Suppose all of you here create a team, a WhatsApp team, of helping each other to chant and to read Krishna consciousness. Is it wonderful that we can interact with each other regularly? Right? Say, youth, do you have that? You have the following. Very good. Yes. All of you, we should be in a group. Then you can encourage each other. Anyone who has chanted is sitting down, tell us. Right? So you can apply that. I have a group of devotees in the Karasi Day 64 rounds. We have the group. And all the devotees will report. I have done what My 64. Oh, very good. So I was sending the reply. Very good. Thank you very much. You are great. So how do you think that person feels? Huh? You feel motivated. I want to remain great. It's a currency. I don't want to be low. I want to be great. So every currency, they send a report. I have finished. I'm sorry because I went for a program today. Therefore, I couldn't finish in the morning. I just finished now. Thank you very much. The time you finish doesn't matter. You finish it, that's very good. You are great. Yes. We have the group. If you want to join us, you are welcome. It's all the currency. It's all the currency. Not every day. Only 2 days in a month. Only 2 days. After 30 days, you... 2 days. If you want to join, no problem. If you want to take your time, okay, no problem. But you should know that was absolutely a group that devotees will turn 64 and will tell each other, I have finished 64. This one will say, I have finished 64. They will send message to appreciate their chanting. They could do some other things, but they have decided to chant 64 in the currency. You think they are wasting their time? Are they wasting their time? They are doing something great. They do something great, something more. So let us maintain the group. Maintain the group, all the youths will join the group. Not a political group, please. No political group. No Maya group. Only Christian consciousness. We discuss only Christian consciousness. Right? Only Krishna consciousness will discuss. You will become very, very, very strong. Do you know that the world is waiting for you? Do you know that? Do you know that? No. No. You know that the whole world is waiting for you. All of us who are old now, 60, 50, 56, 51, 52, 54, 56. So, when we leave, who remains? When all of us who are 50 now leaves, who remains? It's you, all of you. Is it not? It is all of you. So all of you are very, very important because you are representing us. So when we leave, the whole thing is in your hand. But do you think you are going to maintain this moment when we go? Huh? You think that the way you are practicing a Christian life, Christian conscious life, you'll be able to maintain this movement when we are off. Huh? Yeah, you get to understand my question? Do you think that the way you practice your Christian conscious life now, you'll be able to maintain this movement as we did carry it for you? We are giving to you. You think you're going to also give it all to others? With the way you are practicing Christian consciousness? So what are you doing in this one? Want to close it? Huh? No, please. No responsible child will have to close his father's business. You know? No responsible child will do that. So we are all responsible children. So when we are off, we are giving everything to you. So your duty is to do what? Maintain it as it is. And you give it to others. The way you have received, right? We are giving you unadulterated. So if you adulterate your own, it's not more Christian consciousness. And that would be a discredit for you. It would be a discredit for you. I'm not a responsible child. So we want all of you to be, yes, responsible children. All responsible children. So please try to understand that the world is waiting for you. You understand? The world is waiting for you. That you carry this movement forward, it will continue to go, to continue, to continue, to continue. Do you want the movement to continue? Huh? Why? Why do you want the movement to continue? Please, I want to know. Why? Why do you want this movement to continue? To please Prabhupada and stand on the work. Okay, very good. Very good. Yes? Why do you want this movement to continue? You want to make this place a better world. Because people are suffering, and Krishna consciousness is the solution. Right? Therefore, we should continue. Krishna consciousness is the solution. The whole world is suffering. The world is not suffering because you don't have material things. The world is suffering because you don't have Krishna. It's the problem of the world. So a good child would like to keep this movement on so that others will also come to have benefit. So it is a heritage. It's a heritage. Our family heritage. Krishna consciousness, our family heritage. We want to keep it on and on and on. Right? Because all of us are going to produce children, you know? So what will happen to them when we don't give them Krishna consciousness? What will happen to them? You destroy their life. You destroy their life. I say all of us here, I decided not see, me, all of us, no marriage. Sannyas. Then you can close it. You can, don't know what to hand over to. But if we are going to get children, we have to keep it and give it to the children. So that they will also give it to the children. They need to continue. So Krishna consciousness will continue. Because it is a solution to the world's problem. Therefore, Christians will exist so that people can get benefit. Right? So we want all of you to think about it. To think about it very seriously. Think about it very, very seriously. How can we become very strong in our Krishna consciousness? How? What are the things we need to do to become very strong in Krishna consciousness? Association. Devotee association. Very good. To become a strong devotee, we need good association. Very good. Yes?
Regular chanting.
Satatam Kirtayanto Maha. Always chanting a group. Kirtanya Sadovani. Yes, very good. Good association with devotee, regular chanting. Yes. Reading the scriptures, Swadhyaya. Study the scriptures. Very nicely. So study the scriptures. Why should we study the scriptures? Why? Why should we study the scriptures? Why is it important for us to study the scripture?
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power. Yes, knowledge is power. If you have no knowledge, you are useless. Yes?
Krishna Prasad.
Krishna Prasad, yes. Krishna Prasad. Yes. Prabhupada said, Prasadam is what? Medicine. And Buddhism is? Prasadam is a diet. Prasadam is a diet. The holy name is the medicine. So if you have two things, you are free. Right? Prasadam is the diet. Holy name is the medicine. If you have a good diet and a good medicine, you have a healthy life. So we should study the scripture. Very good. We should study the scripture. Why? Against which study the scripture? Yes. Harinam. Harinam. Yes. So work early. To do what? Work early to chant and read. If you don't work early, you wouldn't have time to chant. Your java will suffer and you don't have time to read also. So if you work early, you have time to read, you have time to chant. You have time to hear. So very good. Yes? Why should we read? That was the question. Why should we read? Why we should read? Why is it necessary for us to read? Association. The reading Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Who is that? Krishna, right? He's speaking to who? Arjuna. So how many people do you have now? Two. Then, who gave you the purport? How many people do you have? And the purport has quoted some acharyas. How many people do you have? Four. So if you, just one verse, you have four people to associate with. Just one verse. Automatically you have four people ready to have association with. Isn't that wonderful? Association. Very good. It's powerful. It makes us. Association have two things, two side effects. In every association, there are two side effects. Either you are giving or you are taking. In every association, you are giving or you are taking. Two things you get with every association. You give if you are superior, you are devoted, you are superior, you are giving. You take if you are inferior, you take. See, in association, you cannot say, no, I'm not affected. You are affected. Seriously affected. You will know that you are affected after a week. Because the mind will bring back the things you had 2 weeks ago. You bring it back to you. I thought I didn't hear. The mind has recorded it. So in every association, you give or you take. Not free. You do something. So we should be very strong to give association. In this way, we ourselves will have what? Good association. To hear, read, become strong in our personal consciousness. Yes? What else? What do we need in our personal consciousness? Become strong in what? Vaishnava ticket. Very good. Vaishnava ticket is very important. Vaishnava ticket. How to deal with each other? Very important. Very, very important. Yes? What else do we need to become strong in Krishna consciousness?
Practice more.
What is it? Sadhana. Yes. The whole of our strength in Krishna consciousness depends on sadhana. Sadhana. Our strength depends on sadhana. So all these things we're mentioning, it is sadhana. It's inside sadhana. Right? Sadhana is very important. Yes? What else do we need to do to become strong? A strong devotee.
Hearing.
The beginning of Krishna consciousness is hearing. Nine processes of bhakti is there. Nine processes. Of the nine, of these nine items, if you do one perfectly, the remaining eight will be perfect. You understand? Out of the nine, if you do one perfectly, the remaining eight will become also perfect. Which one is that? Hearing. If you hear properly, you will chant properly. If you don't hear properly, you cannot chant properly. And if you don't chant properly, you cannot remember properly. To remember properly depends on the quality of the chanting and the hearing that we have done. So without good hearing, Lobema calls it bona fide hearing. Bona fide hearing. The second kind of Bhagavatam, Lobema is speaking about bona fide hearing. Very strong. If you are bona fide hearer, you'll be a bona fide chanter. You'll be a bona fide rememberer. You remember everything perfectly. If you have heart perfectly. If you don't hear properly, you can't chant properly, you can't remember properly, every other thing will be faulty. So hearing, the powerful truth. So what the Prabhupada said, the reason he established this song. Why Prabhupada established this song? Prabhupada. Why he established, what is the reason he gave for him to establish this one, International Society for Christian Consciousness? To give chance for people to hear. Prabhupada opened the society for hearing about Krishna. It's about hearing. To hear about Krishna is the reason Prabhupada established this society. And he said, just come, sit down here and hear. That's all. That's all. We saw the effect. The people who were sleeping under doors, they became pure devotees. Yeah. We are pure devotees. Hearing. Prabhupada didn't make a miracle with magic. He didn't do that. He did his miracle with purity. Purity. Just speak clean Krishna consciousness into the ear. That's all. The same way that Sakura did. Harada chanted a pure name into the ear of the prostitute. For 3 days, she gave up her bad profession and became a pure devotee. 3 days. Just hearing. The Harada did not preach. Brahmasmi, he didn't preach philosophy into me. He didn't. Only chanted. Oh, my friend. Thank you for coming. Just sit down. I will fulfill this. Sit down. I will chant my rounds. And the moment that finished is you. Sit down. Just sit down. It was a moment. He was hearing. But it was chanting a pure name. And that appeared. The same thing he did to Durga. Durga did the king herself. To Haridas. Haridas did the same thing. 3 days. Not 3 months. Not 3 years. 3 nights. Harada chanted a pure name into Durga. Durga, the superintendent of this prison work, prison house. 3 days, the mantra entered into her ears. So she stood up from where she's sitting and said, Harada, you cheated me. You cheated me, but I don't blame you. She was satisfied with being cheated. This is purity. I don't blame you. You see, only you can do this to me. Droga speaking. You take that of Bhagavatam. You find this, take that of Bhagavatam. You cheated me because Krishna is in your heart. Me, when I appeared in the assembly of sages, when I opened my eyes before I closed it, all of them are trying to open sages to me. For you, I cannot do you anything. Because Krishna is in your heart. Anyway, I told my husband to initiate me. He didn't do it. So today, I will take initiation from you. So Haridas initiated Durga into japa. So he's chanting japa, initiated by Haridas. Hearing, so powerful. Very Therefore, we should make arrangement to hear like this. Thank you very much. Eh? Thank you. I thank all of you for inviting me. Thank you. You are good devotees. And you are doing what's supposed to be done to hear. This is what Prabhupada wanted for creating his movement. He wanted this. He created this movement for this. So we can come together and hear. But Krishna, that's all. Our life will become successful. So we hear, we chant regularly. Take prasadam. We should take the prasadam. Dance in kirtan. When I'm dancing in kirtan, is the best practical realization of our philosophy. When you dance in kirtan, do you remember you're a man or woman? You remember when I'm dancing in kirtan? Perfect way to understand our religion. When I'm dancing in kirtan, there's no envy. Did you realize that? The only time we are free from envy is when we are dancing in kirtan. You forget. You forget you're a man, forget you're a woman, you forget you're better than me, I'm better than you. Forget. The only thing is, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama. You forget. When the kirtan is over, then envy comes back. Envy, I'm superior to you. I'm better than you. You're inferior to me. That's how we fight. But kirtan, everything is finished. Everything is amended perfectly for kirtan. So we should constantly have this. Program to chant, program to hear. Baby life. Alright? It's wonderful life. Powerful life. So Papa will be very, very happy. Very happy. Papa be happy. The whole world be happy with you. All the demigods will be happy. We shower flowers on you. Well done. Well done. Don't you see when you participate nicely in kirtan, don't you see you feel very happy? When you don't participate, you don't tie your hand in the back and just... Don't you see you're miserable? You feel very bad and all kinds of dirty thoughts come to the mind. Don't you see that? When you are fully engaged in kirtan, you forget what to be very blissful. You don't know what is happening. One day we just came from Harinam, and a visitor came to the temple. She was there in the temple before we came from Harinam. And after a short while, or visiting the temple. So one day she said, all of you are shining. You're a devotee. And she knows the days that she's seen devotees shining. Those are the days we went on Harina. The days we went on Harina, when we came back, she saw that we are all shining. You don't see yourself, but you should know. It's not a devotee just coming to the temple, and this is our experience. They're shining. Those days are the days we just came from Harina and saw. They're shining. And then in Brazil, When I'm in Brazil, the devotees do like they're doing. So many devotees come when we are there, and so many devotees come when we are leaving. At the airport, we have big kirtan inside the airport, big kirtan. And in Brazil, they have facilities for it. At the airport, they have a prayer room, fully furnished. So when the kirtan is too much, the authority will say, when you go to your room, you have your conference room, right? And they come there. Then the kirtan will go inside there, we'll continue, we'll have lecture, continue to stand, it's okay. All right, we'll go. So, one day I was there, we were checking in, and the duty was having kirtan there. The lady who was sitting, she was not looking at me, she was looking at the kirtan. After a while, she's doing her duty, she's checking in. After a while, she said, "Are these people always happy like this?" She was a devotee. She could see that these are happy people. It's from chanting. So when we are chanting and we are absorbed in it, this is what is happening. Please, let us expand this. We should expand the nature of the soul. Let the beauty of the soul become fully manifest by how much you absorb ourselves in kirtan. So when we want to have kirtan, let us understand this and participate fully. Don't have favorites when this person is chanting. Like the person, that's all right. But what the person is chanting is not his name, not her name. It is Krishna's name. Therefore, we should participate fully. Otherwise, we cheat ourselves. See, the person is enjoying and you're not enjoying. Who suffers? It is you who is missing, not the person who is singing. He is doing something that is enjoying. So let us support whoever is there. It's for our own benefit. We will become fully advanced. Fully realized. We'll be glorified. The whole world will become purified. And that is what we are discussing. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will dance. The jiva will dance. The prema will dance. And what again? We attended the seminar, remember? What again? The universe will dance. Right? In kirtan, this is wanted. Thank you very much. Thank you. Any question? Any question on this, please?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes? What time is it? What's your close? What's that? You don't have to. What's the time?
12:10.
So what's your close by 12? 12.
Yeah.
But now it's 12:10. Okay. So, how long should it take?
It's a few months.
You like it? You like it?
Yes.
Yes. Is helping you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, so what is the question? Yes. First of all, we ourselves, we the elders, we should become convinced of what we are being. If the children sees a parent not serious about what they are doing, you can talk and talk and talk, they will not hear. The children will follow what they see the parent do. True or not? You can talk. Then you want to tell the children, come and do this, come and do this. The children will look at you. What you are doing is not showing in your life. You want me to be useless like you? That's why many school children are not following, because the parents are not proper. So if we want to get our children, we want to get our children to follow properly, we should follow this thing ourselves properly and be convinced of what we are doing. See, when you speak something, the word is powerful if the insight corresponds to what you are sending out. Do you understand what I'm saying? Huh? If the insight is clean, is proper, it will come out through the word to the people who hear. If what I'm speaking does not exist in me, it will also come out. It will not enter the heart of people, because it is cheating. So if we want to get our children to practice nicely, let them see it in us that we are fully convinced of what we are doing for ourselves. It will be very, very wonderful. You remember that story? A lady had taken her son to a study. Tell my son to stop eating sweet. He's eating too much sweet. The study said, Nathalie, today is Sunday. Come back in Sunday. Come back in Sunday. The lady went back with her son. And on Sunday she came back. The sadhu told the boy, my dear boy, eating too much sweet is not good. Stop it. The boy said yes. Yes. So the mother was surprised. Babaji, it's only a few seconds, not even a minute. You told my boy to stop and he has stopped. Why did you take you a whole week to do something you can do for a minute? Would have done it that day again. You just want to punish me? The sadhu said no. Last week when you came, I was also eating swallowed sweets. I have no potency to change your son. Therefore, when I ask you to go, right from that Sunday till today, I have not eaten sweet. That is why I was able to affect your son. Potency. Suppose he had mentioned this to that boy, would that boy accept it? The boy would say, look at you, you are eating sweet, one to son, you are envious of me. Get out of what you're nonsense. Because he's he is a responsible person. He didn't do this. For some of us, we don't care for decency. We don't care for character. We simply speak empty, empty philosophy. This will not change anybody. Proper said, purity is a force. He didn't say philosophy is a force. He said purity is a force. Purity. It's a force that will change everything. In a moment, the boy stopped eating sweet. Because this man has character. So he is able to transform the world. Let us be like this. Our children will follow. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur didn't have difficulty with his children taking the Krishna consciousness. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur has how many children? How many children Bhaktivinoda Thakur had? 12 children. Did he complain of his wife? Did he complain of the children? Well, you can say, well, he's a pure devotee. But yes, you agree, he's a pure devotee. But why Krishna used him to teach us? Because Krishna wants us to be like him, to follow his footsteps. Bhaktivinoda Thakur selected his children. None of the children were imposed on him. But all of us, our children are imposed on us. That is why they behave the way we don't like. All of us parents, you can confess to yourself that the children we have are not the children we really want. Is it not? Because they are behaving the way we want. Want them to behave, little or not. That's true. We want our children to be like this. 7 years is a little younger and has gotten all our data in his head. Who would not like to have a child like that? All of us, right? We want to have a child. But do we have like that? No. Why? We are not behaving properly. So the children given to us are punishment for our, yes, misbehavior. Those who suffer in ignorance suffer less. Those who suffer in knowledge suffer more. You will suffer grossly and will suffer mentally. For an ignorant person, a foolish person will suffer grossly, not mentally. But who is suffering in knowledge suffers both grossly and mentally. So it is punishment, chastisement that we have children we don't feel this is what I want. But to not have been under the report because he followed the process strictly and he got the perfect result. So Krishna used him to teach us the process. Not to come and show us how pure he is. Want to show us how pure he is so that we can become pure like him. That's the reason. All our chariots have come here to come and show us the process to become pure like themselves. Not to come and show us their purity. No, they want to tell us your purity like themselves. That's the reason. Otherwise, they won't come here. They will stay there in their place. They won't come here to do what? This is what I can contribute. Yes, sir.
Right in the beginning, you mentioned something very striking about association. When you are keeping the wrong association, you should cut off from it.
Yes.
If our parents are wrong association, is it possible to
come up? It is possible. If we are devotees. If you want to be a devotee, it's possible. Well, maybe it's possible or not possible, but I have to say it. Maybe it's possible on my side, but I have to say it. My parents are not devotees. And they are not against me becoming a devotee. Only one problem we have, only one problem. Not about passing, they don't against. Completely, they don't against. Yeah, they want it. Only one problem we have, only one problem. That was about marriage. They want me to marry, I don't want to marry. And it was fight. 17 years I didn't see them. A Gurudev had to chastise me one day. Go and see your parents. 17 years. So when I went, they didn't mention it again. They were all silent. Because they know that this is our problem. So they didn't mention it again. Silent. He helped me. It is not a disobedience. It is not. I know my nature. I know the things I cannot do. I know the things I can do. And I just want to follow that. But I will tell you the truth. Pure Krishna consciousness is very difficult to practice with neophyte devotees. Pure Krishna consciousness. Very difficult to practice with neophytes. Very difficult. Because you are like this, and they are like this. You can't understand. So the best way, I just cut off. I did something I did. So not a story of 5,000 years or 500 years or 100 years. Something I did. And I will say honestly that it helps me. That helps me. And I'm in Krishna consciousness today. Still a new fight, but we're still chanting Hare Krishna. This is the fortune. Is it missing?
No, it's a lot of development.
Yes.
In case of most of the means here, who are still 80% dependent on their parents, their education, and career.
Right.
If they cut off of their parents, what do they stand to go?
Very good. Very good question. This is a problem with our society today. This is a problem. Sri Prabhupada established this movement to cover everyone from any angle. But today we have put Prabhupada's movement in a different situation. So if a child says today, my parents are obstacles from my progress in Krishna consciousness, they have nowhere to go. Their present is gone. They have nowhere to go. I was able to do that because I can take care of myself. So I revolted. I got it too. I came to Krishna consciousness and I follow what I can follow. So I survive. But today, if a child does that and come to our movement, we won't be able to take care of them. And also, there's probably also with some of us. Because for some of us, it could be laziness. Some children, they are lazy. And they want to use this as a hideout. So even if a school has a facility to keep them, they will also have difficulty because they're going to manifest their laziness, which we are running from. And that will bring problem. But if one is very strong, Krishna is capable of protecting anyone who has taken his shell. Krishna is capable of doing that. He sits in the heart and he knows everything, every one of us. He knows our desire. And Krishna will do that. So Srila Goswami said, a devotee cannot suffer. Provided he's a devotee or she's a devotee, even if that person is born in the animal family, Krishna will deliver the person. Provided he's a devotee. The problem is, if we are actually surrender devotee, Krishna will facilitate us. He will help us and protect us in all circumstances. We are convinced about that. Does it make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Good question. It's a good point. Yes. Any other point? Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki.
Jai. Isodinaj Bhakti Jirata Mudra Maharaj ki.
Jai.